have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. I am a winner. Look at your neighbor and say, I see the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. Victory. You gotta speak victory over your life. Nothing can stop me. Yeah, nothing can block me. Yeah, I am a winner. I see the victory. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can block me. Yeah, I am a winner. I speak the victory.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless the Lord on today. We bless the Lord on today. We bless the Lord on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have the victory. That was none other than James Patterson. Hallelujah. And I love the lyric when he said, and the devil can do me no harm because I have the victory over the enemy. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for this day, Shabbat Saturday. I am your host, Apostle Westbrook, and we are here on Shabbat Saturday for another faith conversation. I'm going to do a roll call and ask who is here with me right now. Glory, glory, glory. Can you hear me now? Amen. I'm going to do a roll call and ask. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, woman of God. We bless the Lord for you. Who else is with us?
Minister Kathy Jasper.
Amen. Welcome, welcome, Minister Kathy. The Lord bless you. Two mighty, powerful women of God are here with us on today. Who else is here with us at the red table to talk about faith? Amen. We're going to have some riveting conversations today. Anyone else here with us? And I know that the producer has unmiked everyone on the phone, amen, that is called in. So praise the Lord. You shouldn't have any audio issues. Is anyone here with us, or is it just us three Hebrew women? Amen. Well, glory to God. I'm going to ask both of you to be participants in this broadcast on today. Hallelujah. It is going to be powerful, and I want you to have an active role. We're going to have evangelist Alyssa will go forth and talk about faith in the opening conversation, amen, to get the conversation going, bringing forth some of her observations and from her catalog of notes, amen, which I think should be an ebook, by the way. And then before that, we're going to have Minister Kathy. Would you please open us up in prayer in Jesus' name?
It will be my pleasure. Heavenly Father, we come to you first and foremost with a worship and a praise and a thanksgiving unto you. We're thankful that you allow us to see another day, an opportunity to share your word with the people of God. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for how the Spirit of the living God falls afresh on us. Lord, we ask that you meet us at this place. Those that are in need of prayer, we offer prayer for those. Those who are in need of a word, just to take them for another day, another second, another moment. Lord Jesus, allow this red table opportunity to feed the spiritual man of your people today. Lord, we ask these things along with many others in the precious name of Jesus. No other name I know, no other name by which you can go by or go to seek salvation. In your name I pray, amen.
Amen. Strong coming out the gate. Thank you so much for that prayer, opening prayer for Shabbat Saturday Faith Conversations at the Red Table with Evangelist Melissa Ross and Evangelist Kathy Copney Jasper. Amen. I pray I got that right. And yours truly, your host, Apostle Westbrook. Woman of God, Evangelist Melissa, the mic is yours.
Blessings, blessings, mighty woman of God. You know, it's such an honor to be back on here today, you know, just to talk about faith and to help those that are, you know, that are growing in their faith and to just bring that increase. You know, these conversations have been very, you know, mighty, even in, you know, helping me to strengthen my own faith. And you know, it's just been a really awesome. I believe this, you know, that is truly ordained by God for this to take place, especially in this time that we're living in. with all the changes, and, you know, we see biblical prophecies unfolding before our eyes, and, you know, and it's just very, you know, I feel that it is, you know, the Holy Spirit has really laid it on us to just really, really talk about our faith and increase that, the people's faith right now during this time. You know, we have went over many, many things regarding our faith in the past couple of weeks, and, you know, and I keep, you know, want to bring back up the fact that, you know, one thing that we had shared and spoke about and was on my mind today is about, you know, our faith, you know, faith has a voice, and we have to speak the word of God. You know, the Bible is clear that, you know, the scripture that I was looking at today was Romans 10:10, you know, and, you know, to read that, it's like, you know, the righteous, which is of faith, speaks, you know. It was, you know, God brought everything into existence by speaking the word, you know. Even when, you know, Jesus was, you know, in the wilderness, you know, he was able to, you know, he defeated the enemy by speaking the word, you know, and saying that it is written, you know. And as followers of Christ, you know, we all believe that the Bible is our instruction manual, you know, regarding what, you know, we as believers have in the new covenant. But, you know, I truly believe that, you know, we need to, you know, to increase our faith, we need to be in the word of God and have that, you know. We also have brought up about our personal relationship with the Father. And, but the word is a living word. You know, it's the living word of God. And and those that, you know, want to increase their faith, they need to spend more time in the Bible and reading God's word and letting it speak to you. And, you know, and we need to begin to speak those words over our lives, over our circumstances. But, you know, it comes down that we have to believe what we're reading, what the Lord is speaking to us when we pick up those scriptures, you know, and begin to just speak life to them. You know, we have to, you know, I think about the, you know, when I was in my own personal journey, you know, God reminded me when I was thinking about how, you know, faith has a voice. And, you know, in 2016 when I was sick and how I had dug into the healing scriptures in the Bible, and I began to speak his word and his promises over my life. It was that when I began to receive and walk in my healing. So, you know, it's just really heavy on me to talk about that today about and share about, you know, faith, you know, has a voice. And if we don't, you know, we need to have that word embedded in our hearts so that we can speak the word over our circumstances. And when I went back and pulled some of the scriptures and different things, when I was, you know, thinking about the scriptures that I would read and just speak and remind myself of, you know, it's that through an active release of our faith that actually causes those promises to manifest in our life.
Can you repeat that? Thank you.
Sorry. We as believers, you know, and that, and we have that, you know, most believers do not realize, let me put it this way, most believers don't realize that it is through the active release of our faith that actually causes those promises to manifest in our life, the promises of God to manifest in our life. So it's like an active release. It's not, you know, we can't just, you know, read the word and expect it, you know, things to just manifest in our life. We have to believe, we have to have faith and begin to speak the Lord's promises over our life to see that manifest. So it's like, and you know, and I have it in capital letters in my notes, it's like active release. So we have to activate our faith. so many, you know, I feel that so many incorrectly believe that simply believing is enough to manifest the blessings. Yet Jesus taught us that it is only when we take what we believe and release it by our words that we are actually operating in faith. Just like Romans chapter 10:10 says, it also shows us clearly that simply believing is not enough. We must also act upon what we believe by speaking it. Time and time again, Jesus taught us that it is through our words that faith is released, and this is what brings forth that manifestation of his promises. Mark 11:23 says, I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and it does not doubt in his heart, but believes that he says will happen, he will have whatever he says. Mark 11:23 says, I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, right? So then you have Luke 7:16, and the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you might speak to the sycamore tree, and it'd be plucked up by the root and be planted in the seed, and it would obey you.
Amen.
Sorry, I was pulling up another scripture here. Yeah. Jesus replied in Matthew 17:20, I tell you the truth, if you have faith, the smile of the mustard seed, that's the mountain. So as I opened the Bible, last night I was sitting here, reading and praying about today, Matthew 8, and I began to read in that. When Jesus healed the leper, the scripture reads, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will do you clean. This statement forever settles. When he touched him, saying, I will. Yeah, that is the statement. I will. Do you clean? This statement forever settles the will of God. And it regards salvation and healing. His touch did not cleanse him, but rather his word according to the Greek. By the time his hand touched the man, he was already clean. So Jesus did not break the law by touching a leper, meaning upon the word, I will, was being spoken. Also in chapter 8, verse 8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith. You're not in Israel. And then in verse 13, Jesus said unto the scripture, go your way, and as you have believed, so be it done unto you. And his servant was healed in that same hour. He said all he had to do is speak. And verses 16 and 17 in Matthew 8, the demons were cast out, and then he was healed. And he says when the evening was come, they brought unto him many who were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all who were sick. Then as I kept reading, and I got to verses 23 and 27, Jesus stills the storm. And verse 26 says, he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. He spoke to the storm. Then in verse 28, 34, when Jesus met the two possessed with the devils, demons, they said, if you cast us out to suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said to them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of the swine. So and then there's chapter 9, when Jesus heals the paralyzed man, he spoke. He said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed and go onto your house. You know, Acts 3:6, then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. In John 5:8, Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. And, you know, and I can go on with many scriptures, you know, where, you know, the word was being spoken. So, to you know, that's where, you know, it, that comes down to that act of release of our faith.
And the faith having a voice.
Yeah, that faith has a voice.
Amen.
I thought somebody else was going to jump in there for the reception.
No, I was just going to say something. I want to follow protocol because I don't want you to I know you're in a flow right now. So I'll just inject. I don't necessarily need a response, amen, but I just want to release that faith has a voice. In all of these instances, Jesus was present. Oh, here we go.
Hallelujah.
Even today. Jesus is present in the house. But if you don't say nothing, if you say nothing, because remember, it's an act of your will, and your will means I hear you, I obey you, I receive it, I believe it. It is an action that takes place, like you said, an act of release. So Jesus can be in the house. Jesus is in this room right now on this call. But if you don't have the faith and you're not saying anything, you're not activating anything, amen, what will Jesus do? Because remember, he's not going to oppose your will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In all of the instances that you gave, and particularly in chapter 8 of Matthew, and what I was seeing is that someone did something. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, she took an action. Just like the centurion, he did something, glory to God. Just like when he saw the wind and they came to him, he saw their unbelief. But see the mercy and graciousness of God, even in their unbelief. And I bet he said, oh, God, what is the first? But yet he still had compassion and mercy, and he quieted the storm. Because it was building their faith. It was a manifested, oh my God, a manifestation of his power and his glory. And I'm sure it built their faith to see that he could even silence the storm. Just like the scripture says, he hears our cries, amen, and he will answer. Glory to God. I think I'm thinking of Jeremiah 33:3. That when he hear our cry, he responds because we're saying
Amen.
Something to him. We're asking, we're crying out to him. It is an active release. We must activate our faith. It can't just be a bump on the log and you think it's because you say you have faith, but you say nothing. The scripture says that works with what? Faith without works is dead. We must activate our faith. We must release it. We release it as we speak the word of God by faith. Many people, I mean, the devil knows the word himself, but you notice how many people know the word, the logos of it, and it's like they're just saying it by role, by repetition. But there's no faith added to it. It's just a bunch of words to them. But when you activate it with your faith believing that what you say is so, and you have confidence in that, something is ignited in the spirit realm. Something has to happen. It's like a natural force, amen, for lack of better words. And I rest my mic right there. Amen. Thank you.
Whew. My God. Dude, I was for a moment there. This is Minister Kathy. I was like, well, shoot, I don't need to say anything. they already different into my notes. So I'm just going to keep the flow going. So as
Hallelujah.
as I was studying and meditating in the Word this week on faith, I was given the scripture Luke 22:31-32. I'm about to read it. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. 32. But I have prayed for thee that thou faith faileth not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And when I read that, I was thinking, okay. The Savior knew the enemy was abound, that the enemy knows his job and knows his job well. The enemy's going to do what he knows to do, and that is to attack the believers. And it wasn't a physical attack on Simon's body. It was a test of his faith.
Amen.
A test of his faith. And the Savior, Jesus, said that, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith faileth not, that thy trust, that thy belief, thy confidence, that Simon, that his conviction in the words that Christ had been teaching him, that does not fail. That in the flesh, we're going to fail. We're going to sin. We're going to fail. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to mess up in the flesh. But Jesus prayed that his faith, his trust, will fail not. And my mind just goes to I was writing notes, and Jesus is present. Jesus was present at that moment to let him know that in the flesh, there are going to be tests that are going to come upon you. Though you say, because we know Peter said, and I'm going to paraphrase it, he's going to say, no, Lord, I ain't going to deny you. I ain't going to do that. Not to you, Savior. So Christ was letting me know this is going to come upon you. But when it does, continue in that faith and that trust in me and what I've taught you, because once you're converted, once you seek repentance for the mistake, that you need to come back and strengthen your brothers so that the faith that you have on the inside, because the Spirit dwells on the inside, so the faith is there, that when you fail in the flesh, that faith will strengthen you. And now that faith has strengthened you, your trust and belief in me has strengthened you, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to go and strengthen the brethren. So as I walk with Christ on this journey, I'm going to hit some pitfalls. I'm going to make some mistakes, and I'm going to sin. I'm going to make some errors. But my trust and belief in God and in what his word says, that's where I move forward. That's my action right there, is that faith is my action. That's my action word. Faith is my action word. You always talk about, in English, you need an action word. Faith, that's Amen. Your action word. That's your call to duty, faith. I was thinking today on many of us know what Nike is. Nike is a huge company that predominantly can manufacture shoes, but I mean, they do socks and t-shirts and other things. But Nike has a slogan. Nike's slogan is just do it. Just do it. Nike's slogan is saying, when you put the shoes on, you got faith that when you put the shoes on, you can accomplish anything. When you put that shirt on that has that little swish logo on it, it makes you feel like, well, shoot, I can go out here, I can play some ball, I can do some things. So when we take on that faith and trust in Christ, oh, my God, it should make us feel like, shoot, I can do it. I can just do it. I can walk in the belief of who he is in me, that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ that strengthens me. I can walk in the belief that I know the joy of the Lord is my strength. When I feel weak in my knees, when the enemy, because the enemy is out moving about, prowling, seeking him who he may devour. The enemy wants to wreck your faith. The enemy wants you to say, you know what, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't keep following this path. I can't keep following this journey. I can't do it, which is true. I can't do it. But my faith in the Savior is what says, oh, you can't do it, but together we can. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So it strengthens me to know that as I'm walking this journey, I got to just do it. When the enemy says you can't, when the enemy shows me a list of things that, ooh, you know, look what's going on in the world. You ain't going to make it. You know what? Don't follow that. Go along with this. This looks better. This is more convenient for you. You know what? This journey right here, this path right here is a whole lot easier than one over there. Let me show you where walking with Christ, I can't see it, but I believe it because he said it. And as long as his word says it, then I walk in that trust and believe that he's going to do it. I don't have to question it. I don't have to say, I can't see it. I need it written down. I don't know. He said it. So since he said it, I got to keep moving forward. Even if it's, I'm dragging that left foot, I'm dragging that right foot, but I got to keep moving because that faith is there, that trust and that belief is there. And that when the enemy says no, God has already said yes. So the enemy can keep on saying no, because the more often he says no, the more I got to keep doing it. The more I got to just do it. The more I got to keep going, because there's a crown for me at the end. I don't see it. But faith tells me that it's there. Faith tells me to keep going. Because I can't see it. Oh my! Whew, thank you. When I'm on my job, and I'm praying for a promotion. Oh Lord, I'm praying for a promotion. While I'm praying for a promotion, Christ is praying and he's working it out. He's like, well, shoot, your faith is just in a promotion. Step out a little bit further. Instead of your faith being in a promotion, I've already created a whole new job for you. I got a new position for you that's better than what you asking for. So you just asking for just a promotion when faith is stronger than that. Faith takes you to a whole new job, a new position somewhere else, a position that is stronger than the one you got right now. It pays more money. You're around people that are believers, people that's going to encourage you in Christ. Oh, my God. You know, they got prayer meeting on this new position that you got. So faith takes me to a level where I can't see it. I ain't even there yet. So I want to keep moving forward so I can get to that thing that I cannot see. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for that trust. Thank you for that belief. Thank you for when that I can keep walking and keep walking. Because when the adversary in John 10:10, you know, the adversary wants to destroy the faith of every believer. The adversary doesn't want us to walk in faith, because we walk in faith, we're going to keep walking, and we're going to just do it based on the word. He don't want that. But if we stay grounded in the word, studying it, having this opportunity for a faith conversation, oh, you don't think the enemy ain't riled today? After last Saturday? It's like, oh, shoot, they trying to do this again today? Oh, yes, we are. And now not only are we doing it again today, but we taking it one step higher than last Saturday. So you better be prepared that as we continue to talk about faith, continue to strengthen our brothers and sisters in the Lord, that, oh, yeah, we ready to move forward. We ready to trust him and believe in him, that he's going to take us through when the tests come, and they coming. You know, we living in the last day right now, that if you've never understood the concept of faith, if whatever you was taught growing up, Now is the time to make sure you're grounded in what faith is.
Yes,
and what faith
that
means
part.
To you. And how you're going to move forward in it. Now is the time to know. Because sometimes, and I've come to that realization that there were things that I was taught and I heard when I was growing up that didn't help me where I'm at right now. So I thank God that I can go to him in prayer. I thank God for those that pray for me. I thank God for the intercessory prayer, you know, that puts me in a position right now that, oh, no, I got to do everything I can to strengthen my faith. Because in these days, in the days we live in now, your faith has to be strong. It has to be. And by coming together on this platform, it does that for us. We strengthen one another. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you today. So it's just, to me, just knowing that I can just do it within him, that I can move and have being within him, and that the flesh is going to get weaker, but that spiritual man gets stronger. And that we have so much faith in natural things. We need to convert all that faith we have in the natural and put that energy towards spiritual. You know, when we get in our car, we don't second guess when we push the button, it's going to start. When you sit down on a chair, we don't turn the chair upside down and examine it and make sure it was made correctly. We sit down. So in the spiritual, let's do that in the spiritual. Let's speak that word with confidence. Let's walk in the confidence and trust and belief of who Christ is. And let the enemy know, not today. Because we're going to just do it in Christ. I'm dropping the mic.
Amen, amen. Evangelist Melissa.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I love that she touched base on that scripture again, you know, and I think it was the first Saturday that we did this, you know, we was talking about it, you know, because during my journey, you know, when I was walking in my healing, you know, that was one scripture that, you know, I thought about a lot was when, you know, Jesus, you know, he didn't pray for his protection, he prayed for his faith. So, you know, even at that point, you know, that whole, you know, as we
Amen.
Mentioned, you know, faith is the foundation. Our faith is the foundation of all things spiritual in our life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Actually, you know, that is definitely... You know, even in the beginning, you know, when we believe from the beginning when we first come to the Lord, you know, it's just to confess, and we speak, and we ask the Lord to come into our hearts, and you know, and forgive us our sin, and we by our, you know, we right there, you know, we by our faith we believe that we are saved. From the very beginning.
It's an active, and our will has surrendered.
Yes.
When we do that. So that's an action. Our will, we have laid our will down and surrendered our hearts to him to receive the salvation that is freely given. And something I'm going to inject real quickly. See, it's like it keeps popping up like a Jack in the box. I keep hearing, you know, the scripture says that faith that does not have works cannot be called faith, because faith by itself, it does not. It's dead because it has not works. That means that once I have applied my faith to what I've heard or believe, there's an action that's going to come forth from that in Jesus' name. Like, for instance, you, Evangelist Melissa, when you received the word, the action taken was you believing, applying belief to what you heard, oh God, and the word ingrained in you, putting your faith with it, began to take action. Oh my God, the supernatural over your natural body began to take effect and create a chain reaction of healing manifesting in your body. Think about, and then I'm going to rest the mic. I think about when I was laying on the floor after suffering what they, quote unquote, what the enemy called was a stroke. But what person that has a stroke drives themselves to the ER? Hello. What person
Amen.
Has a stroke once they reach ER and they put you in the bed and they begin to do all these tests and then they tell you there's nothing wrong with you? That all of the symptoms have changed. You're no longer, your body's no longer, because all through that process, all I heard was the word ringing out of my spirit, and I'm speaking it as I'm laying there on the floor, and praise God, I didn't lose consciousness. Who does that? Who draws? And even as I reflect on that, I know it was the word that went forth and preceded me that began to change every circumstance, and every plot and plan of the enemy came to naught and was null and void and had no effect whatsoever in Jesus' name. I think about an aneurysm. Oh, my God. And I go in. I'm having the symptoms. I'm going through all of the motions. My body is going through all of the motions. But see, we got to understand that this faith thing is part of our arsenal. It's part of our weaponry from Ephesians. And when you begin to rear that thing and swing it, oh, my God, cut off the head of every enemy that tries to oppose it. Because remember, it's a two-edged sword, so it cuts both ways in the name of Jesus. But when we ignite and make it active and effective, and we begin to walk it out in Jesus' name, things have
Hallelujah.
To change. Things have to submit. Things
Yes.
have to surrender. Things have to shift in Jesus' name. I'm going to rest my mic. I'm getting too excited. But the scripture says specifically that also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. It's dead of no effect.
Amen.
You're just talking a whole bunch of hot air in the name of Jesus because you're not applying any faith to what you believe you're saying in Jesus' name. Now, the word all by itself has power. But remember, it's a partnership. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit
Hallelujah.
In you, working through you, for you. I rest my mic.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. That partnership is what we was talking about last Saturday, that relationship. You
That's
know,
it.
That relationship that relationship that we have with Christ. Kathy, I can't do it. I have to be in a relationship with the Savior because I alone, all I can do is sin because I'm in the flesh. But when I take on Christ and I'm in a relationship, then it's the both of us. Then he leads and guides me because we're in a partnership. And when you're in a partnership, whew, girl, I like that, in a partnership, in a relationship with the Savior. I love how she talked about faith without works. And the word says, is dead. There are so
Amen.
Many, I mean, I love the action. I love the I love that phrase that that is action. Faith is action. It brings about a reaction because once you believe, like when I accepted Christ and asked him to come into my life, I believe there was my faith. I believe that I received salvation. But it just didn't stop there. That faith has to be like a wheel turning. That faith has it keeps on going. It does not stop. Now, the enemy will try to throw some nails and some roadblocks and some speed bumps in the road to try to slow me down. But my
woman
faith
of God,
in the Savior keeps it turning. It keeps it going.
Amen.
I may slow down a little bit, but it keeps it going. That trust in him keeps it turning.
Does not the scripture tell us that's why we need to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for us delivered to all saints? We contend for this. We are in a warfare. The enemy will continue to do what he do because that's what he does. Amen? And he understands that there is a timeline and his time is up. Glory to God. So that's why we also understand that he comes to attack the word that's in us. I'm going to rest my mic right there because I am feeling the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right. He comes to attack the word. He will try to silence the men and women of God. But, you know, he says that, you know, he would raise up a standard against our foes. But, you know, I just, you know, the voice, you know, I'm just going to share this last little bit here from my previous notes, and that, you know, the voice of faith is you voicing the word of God in the earth, is the voicing of the promises of God over our problems, our circumstances. It is speaking that promised word to our mountains, to your mountains. The voice of faith is a voice of victory and domination, dominion. You see, God's plan of dominion in the earth is through the voice of faith, which is calling those things which be not as though they were. Romans 4:17. It comes from the spirit of faith, which also receives and takes dominion in the name of Jesus. Your voice is the bridge between the natural and the supernatural. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak.
You
know,
you can say
Romans
that one more time.
Which one? The last part, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Oh, no, that's in the Romans. You're talking about what I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and there, 2 Corinthians.
Take note of that, people of God. Take note.
Yes. It's a powerful verse. Powerful verse. But in Romans 10:8-10, though, it does say, but what saith? The word is, nay, be even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and it is with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
This faith,
amen.
I'm telling you.
I mentioned, you know, in the notes before, you know, we have to fundamental understand that we must possess to be effective in faith is you must realize that faith must be in two places, in your heart and in your mouth.
Whew. Amen.
You know, it's not enough just to be in your heart. It also has got to be in the mouth. With your heart you believe, and with your mouth your voice or confess the promises of God. You know, he says that, you know, even, you know, throughout, you know, there's so many scriptures, you know, just like he says that we shall declare a thing and it shall be established. Well, how do we declare? We speak. We speak the word, and we speak it by faith. And what he says is true.
You know, this faith is so critical in the end times. God is moved by faith. That moves him. Amen. That makes him respond to us in Jesus' name. And I remember writing that down. I think it was the first time that it was released in the room, that we need to keep ourselves in the love of God and in faith.
Mm-hmm. Yes, faith is, there's also, faith is also love.
Amen.
Well, you did say it's in our heart and in our mouth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Faith, I feel that, our faith is not complete, if we just only believe, we must add our voice to our belief. The voice of faith prepares a way in the spirit for the plan of God to come to pass.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. For the plan to come to pass, for the promise to manifest in the name of Jesus. You guys, I don't know if you realize that in the beginning, I love it when the Holy Ghost just gets a hold of my producer. Amen. The first song we opened up with was, I speak victory. Nothing can stop me. I have the victory. And we said that the voice of victory, faith is the voice of victory in the name of Jesus in our discussion here. I'm really, really grateful. Again, we are not done. My God, I think we're just on the surface still, because this, I'm seeing so many layers of this topic, this subject of faith. I mean, it's unending, but I'm also understanding how critical it is to our living here in the end time in Jesus' name.
Amen. Oh, truth.
I think about that scripture real quick, in 1 John, I think, let me pull that up here, 1 John 5, 4. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. I know that sometimes that verse is misinterpreted, that they think that it's faith that carries us into victory, but the verse states that faith is the victory.
Yes.
That is the victory, and anything else that comes about because of this faith is not victory, but the faith itself is the victory we have.
Amen. Glory.
God tells us here that if faith is established in us, that this faith is the victory.
Amen.
God's
and
victory
as
in
this
us.
An inject, our faith will be indicative of our works. Can we all agree with that?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Okay, and yes. I'm gonna bring it on home. Amen. In Revelation, how he always talks about, I know your works. This is like just blowing in my head, blowing my head up. I mean, it's like, I know your works. Our works come from what we believe, and what we believe is what we have faith in. And so he keeps telling us, particularly in Revelation, I know your works. I know your works. I know your works. I'm in chapter 2. And I keep seeing it's like it's popping up off the page. Something about that. He says, I know your works and your labor. He's talking to all the churches, amen? And some of their works, he gave them accolades for it, but some, even in their works, they still were walking in opposition to his total will for them in Jesus' name. And I believe it's indicative. I mean, it's a great picture of the church today. There are a lot of people that do works, but they're doing it out of repetition. They're doing it for the sake of doing it, but there's no faith mixed with it. It's almost like robotic. It's almost ritualistic, and that's what you call religious. Acting out of ritualism, but there's no faith added to it. You do what you did because you remember my grandfather's father, who was the pastor of Mount Zion Baptist Church, used to do it, so we do it that way. Ain't no faith mixed with it. They just do it because it has become some sort of standard and tradition in the church, but no faith is mixed with it. It's just ritualistic. And I think that when we just go through the exercise of just saying words and having no faith mixed with it, you can't possibly believe that you're going to apprehend the promise or receive the promise, because you're acting out of the flesh and you're just doing works. That's a whole different topic. But this faith thing has so many layers to it. It's just unfolding in Jesus' name. But I just thought about, wow, so that means we can do the best of things for our community, for the body of Christ. But we may not necessarily be acting and doing it out of faith. We may be doing it and acting and, oh, wait a minute, and we do have a perfect example. Evangelist Melissa, that you and I know, but praise the Lord, that's a whole different topic. You can't just be doing stuff just to be doing it, amen, and then try to stamp faith on top of it and think God's going to move.
Amen.
Because you're operating out of some sort of ritual or habit or past practices.
Amen.
I'm going to rest the mic right there, and we're going to continue. Ooh. That's a continuation. God, today, that's a word to leadership.
Ooh.
Check yourself and make sure you're not operating out of religiosity, amen, or practices because mm-hmm. you did it in the past and your mama did it. Let me just stop. The Lord bless you. Thank you, evangelist. Go ahead. We have a couple of minutes for you to wind it. Well, not wind it up, but if you want to make any last comments, and then we'll come back with Minister Kathy to do the closing prayer. Amen. And either one of you who want to do the prayer of salvation for those who do not know Jesus as a personal Lord and Savior, and then we'll do the closing, and I'll come back. Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, as you said, you know, we there's so many branches, it's like off of faith, that we could just continue, you know, that we're all connected to our faith. You know, because, you know, it's our faith that is, you know, as I mentioned before, is the foundation of all things.
The foundation.
And, you know, when I was talking about the, you know, the victory, you know, that is the victory. And you know, it is that word. You know, you find it in different scriptures, you know, just like in the Hebrew scriptures, you know, now faith is, you know, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, the verse does not say that. Rather, it says that faith itself is. Get that the faith itself is. The faith is the substance of an evidence. So it's not just, you know, that belief. I mean, faith is just, it is.
Amen.
But, you know, I could go on about the whole scripture, you know, about, you know, our faith is the victory. You know, that's another whole teaching that I went through. But so, you know, I just, you know, right now I just, you know, I pray that, you know, that more people will, you know, the ones that have missed out, if they're not on here today, that they will go back and listen to this broadcast and even the previous ones, since they're all out there and they've all been tied in together. You know, it's just, you know, with all the things that are coming, that are going to come to pass, that we see and we know as believers that are unfolding, you know, biblical prophecy right now in this day and time, you know, there's going to be so many people that are not going to be able to stand in their faith unless that faith is increased in the Word of God and what it says. You know, God is who he says he is, and he will do what he says he will do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's us that have to apply the faith in his word to manifest that, you know, the, you know, his plan, his, you know, his blessings for our lives, you know, life and death is in the, you know, the scripture. How does it read, Apostle? You know, life and death is in the tongue. We can speak life or we can speak death.
Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Of the tongue, yes. And just like with our faith, you know, our faith, you know, we give our, you know, we give, you know, power to our faith by speaking, you know, our, the word of God and declaring it. It's an action word. I would, we have to put it into action.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I think it's Minister Kathy. Amen.
For me, my little take home for the day is faith without works is dead.
I mean
that scripture is so powerful within itself. Faith without works dead. So, you know, just listening to the both of you talk, I mean, it just brought so many things to my mind. How often we hear people talk about their faith in God, their belief in God. However, we hear the words, but there is no works. There is no fruit.
Amen.
Their words are dead.
Many people know the word of God, but have they activated their faith and what they know? It's not, you know, it's not just having that book knowledge of knowing what the word says. You know,
yes, and it's more than me standing on a platform or somewhere, you know, talking about, oh, I thank God, I thank my Savior Jesus Christ, but yet I don't walk in any faith, and there are no works, because and that is what the enemy, when you were talking about that religious or that faith religion, the enemy, that's what the enemy wants us to gravitate to, because there's no works with that faith, with that faith religion, because you just talk it, but there's no works with that. It bears no fruit. So the enemy wants us to follow that path. Oh, follow that kind of faith. The enemy does not want for us to follow the faith that's outlined in the scriptures, because that's going to produce life, not death.
Amen.
The enemy, that's why I feel, and I'm going to drop that mic, that you have so many celebrities and artists and people on that platform always talking about, I give honor to God, I give honor to my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, because it's a form of their faith to say that. People flock to that. Oh, well, shoot, I follow that artist. You know, that artist, you know, shoot, they got a relationship with God. They know God. You know, they quote a few scriptures. They know God. But the enemy knows the word. The enemy could quote scriptures. Look what the enemy was. Before the devil fell, look where the devil was. He knows who God is. He knows the word.
Amen.
But there's no works with that tongue, with that faith, that, oh my God. It just when the more we open this up, the more you begin to see
powerful
how it's just revealing.
It's connecting. Yes.
Yes. The revelations that is coming forth from this faith conversation is I thank God for the opportunity to hear, to listen.
Me too, my God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, powerful women of God. In the name of Jesus, listen, recap. Faith has a voice in the name of Jesus. And the Father God, he brought all things into existence by speaking the word. When he spoke it, something happened. Hallelujah. Things were created. Hallelujah. And so we need to be in the Word, and we must have a personal relationship with the Father to know Him, know the Word. Amen. As He is, so are we. Is that not what the scripture says? Amen. And I believe the more you spend time with Him, the more you become like Him, speak like Him, think like Him in the name of Jesus. And the active release of our faith is what causes the promises to manifest in the name of Jesus. Faith is active. It is activated by us speaking and saying something, and then we release it because we believe in our heart and we've spoken with our mouth. We must activate our faith, amen, or else it lays dormant. And we release it, amen, by speaking the word of God. I like what
amen.
You said, one of you said, amen, that everyone, particularly as we were going through the scripture, and you were talking about those who were examples operating in active faith. And I don't know, we didn't catch it, but I thought about Rahab, amen, who was outside
yes.
of covenant. But because of her faith in those two spies, her yes. faith activated something that she had relationship that her life was spared, but not only her life, but the life of her seed, which came out to be the lineage of Jesus. So I just
Amen.
Thank the Lord that I'm telling you, faith is powerful. When you're operating in, and does not the scripture says have the God kind of faith, but I digress. You also said that faith faileth not. And when the enemy comes, listen, people, God, he's not coming for you. He's coming for what's in you, the word. And if he can make you operate in doubt, he's won. But faith has a voice. And that's why you need to become acquainted with the voice of faith, the word of God. And that comes from what? Relationship. That comes from intimacy. Into me see, Holy Ghost, hallelujah, as he filters and moves in you and speaks through you, for you, on behalf of the Father in Jesus' name. And then we talked about that faith will strengthen you, hallelujah. As those who think about David, how many countless times we go through the scriptures, particularly in Psalms, when he's crying out, oh, my God. He says, why are you cast down, oh, my soul? And then the word began, he began to encourage himself with faith.
Yes.
Amen. And to begin to speak faith to himself in Jesus' name. So faith has a voice, and we said it is the voice of victory when you release it in Jesus' name. But first realize that faith is in your heart and in your mouth in Jesus' name. I bless the Lord for this conversation, and we are not done. Glory to God. And I know it's going to be a continuation. It might be infinitum, but we obey the Holy Spirit. And I would ask those that are on the line, listen, you are invited to the table if you are led by the Holy Spirit to do so, and come and add, amen, that impartation that the Spirit of the Lord has given you that will be of value to the people of God and our listeners in Jesus' name. Though we bless the Lord for you being with us, and we pray that the word that you've heard has indeed, oh my God, prompt you, prod you, prick you, amen, made you become alert, awoke you up in Jesus' name, that you too will pursue the word and pursue what is faith and what is your faith in God. Where are you at? What measure of faith have you been given? Where are you lacking? Where are your deficiencies? That you may be in alignment, because faith is the foundation in Jesus' name. And you will find it. You will find it to be an aid that you cannot live without in this end times, in Jesus' name. I'm going to ask now if Minister Copley, would you please pray the closing prayer, and then I'm going to come back and close out this faith conversation at the red table and give acknowledgments in Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we say thank you. We say thank you. I thank you, Lord, for technology. I thank you for an opportunity where we don't have to be present in the same place to be able to share and expound on your word, that through the phone, through technology, that we can continue the mission that you have placed upon us, that we share the gospel, that we research, we study, we show ourselves approved. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for what we have heard today. Not only did I study, but you brought things to me that I did not know. Now I have more. I have some new studying to do. I have some new research for the week. Lord, I thank you. I pray that that earnest, that fire and that passion on the inside to grow closer to you, to go grow closer to you, to learn and study and know more of your word, that fire just gets stronger, that passion grows and gets greater, so that each time we come together, that we have a word that we can plant a seed in someone else, that they don't keep it to themselves, that this conversation goes beyond today, that this conversation goes to a conversation I'm having with a friend, I'm having with my neighbor, I'm having with my sister. Let it be the word that comes forth from my mouth, that your fruit will continue to grow, that a seed is planted into someone who may not know our Savior. Oh, my God, Lord, I thank you today. The joy on the inside just from speaking about you, just from learning from your word, may that joy continue to flow from us from this moment forward. Oh, Lord, I thank you today. On the inside, Lord Jesus, I praise you and I worship you, because I thank you for the opportunity. We could easily be someplace else, but, Lord Jesus, we're right here. Why? Because we want to grow closer, because we know the day and the time in which we live. Lord, thank you for the opportunity. I ask and I pray blessings upon your people, Lord Jesus, that we may continue in this journey, that we may continue with the plan that you have for us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Whoa, Jesus, this is rich. Women of God, this is rich. People of God, we thank you for being here with us on today. Listening audience, do not doubt what God has released today in your hearing regarding this area of faith. I believe that change is taking place for those who have listened. Oh, just meditate on this word and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you where you are at in this area of faith and what you need to change. In the name of Jesus, because we are at our place of victory, and we receive it in this hour in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you again for being with us. Oh, we bless Abba Father for this opportunity and this broadcast here on Elation Radio with Dr. Kimmy Kim. Oh, we bless the Lord for you being here with Shabbat Saturday with me, Apostle Westbrook, Evangelist Melissa Ross, and Evangelist, Kathy Jasper, amen, Cockney. Woman of God, I'm going to get your last name right, amen. We thank the Lord for those who are under the sound of our voices now and later on the rebroadcast. I wouldn't be surprised if you two become standard, amen, on here on Shabbat Saturday. This has just been so, so anointed and so refreshing for our listeners, amen. To hear others just impart and just release in Jesus' name. It is my prayer that the Father has touched the life and nature of those who are listening with of himself within them now in the name of Jesus. And again, I want to reiterate that change is taking place now because of the word that has been released. I want to say thank you again for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. Thank you again, Dr. Kimmy Kim and Elation Radio family, iHeart Spricker Radio, and you too for this platform. We do not take it for granted. Amen. We bless the Lord for the people, God, that are with us. We pray the Lord will continue to bless you and continue to enlarge your borders and territories in Jesus' name. And I just want to say again, please join us and come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio. And thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim, our producer. Thank you, Evangelist Melissa Ross. Thank you, Evangelist Kathy Cockney Jasper, in the name of Jesus. And thank you to our listening audience. And I pray that the Lord will continue to use you
amen, and do great and mighty things in your life and the life of those in your circle of influence as you move in faith in Jesus' name. Because faith, the voice of faith, brings victory and the promises of God. The Lord bless you. Shalom, shalom. Dr. Kimmy Kim,
shalom.
Please take us out. Shalom.
Shalom.
The word out. It's the word. It's the word. Yeah.